Woodstock 50 has lost its funding. The investment group backing the festival announced its cancellation in trade publications on Monday. Tim O'Hearn, the administrator for Schuyler County, confirmed that he had been contacted by the Dentsu Aegis Network, which was bankrolling the event.
It was not what I anticipated happening on my Monday morning, so I'm certainly not the way anyone wants to start out the week. This came as a complete surprise, and it's a tremendous disappointment, certainly to my office.
The festival, which was supposed to run August 16th through 18th in Watkins Glen, had announced an impressive musical lineup, but the announced date for ticket sales came and went on April 22nd. As of Monday, tickets were still not on sale. O'Hearn said at the press conference that the event's cancellation is a financial blow to the community and the region.
It's hard to give an exact calculation, but I can say that the economic impact of this is measured in the millions, not only to Schuyler County, but to the region. This had a large footprint, if you will, just as NASCAR does as well. There's a significant economic impact that will be felt as a result of this event being canceled.
In a statement released late Monday, Woodstock 50 co-founder Michael Lang and Woodstock LLC said they intend to move forward with the event with new financial partners.